Hi, and welcome back to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is episode number 312. Today, we have session 5 of the Outsourcing Summit replay. Of course, this is an audio track of the Outsourcing Summit 2020, and it's the fifth session where we are doing a tour of Amapta facilities. Amapta is a leading outsourcing company here in Manila in the Philippines, and I sit down with Tim Vorbach. He is the founder and CEO of Amapta, which has now nearly 3,000 employees. We take a tour around one of his fantastic facilities. I think they have about 14 facilities in total, and we talk to a good number of his team. So I really had a great conversation with Tim, enjoyed my journey there. I have listened to this audio track, and it works really well without the visuals. Of course, if you do want to see the full video of this tour, or if you want to watch the whole summit replay, you can find that on our website, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com. And we are now at the fifth session of the Outsourcing Summit. Next week will be the sixth session, and then we will get back to normal programming. So hope you enjoyed the session. As always, if you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. Enjoy. Hi, guys. So we are back. It is the fifth session. We are now seeing the third BPO. We are here at Amapta. So I'm just going to get some COVID testing first. Okay, so it's now 5 in the morning. We are seeing our third BPO, and what I hope you've learned from these sessions is not only actionable business insights that we're hearing from the CEOs, but also that you're able to sort of see and contrast the different BPOs, the different flavors, the different sort of types of outsourcing facilities, and also the different types of outsourcing opportunities for your business. There's an incredible amount of expertise here in the Philippines that can help you build your business and provide the highly talented staff that can do that. So we're here now with Tim Vorbach. I'm going to introduce Tim, and then we're going to have a chat. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Derek. Welcome to Amapta.
Thank you so much. Should we have a sit down?
Please come in.
So, Tim, this facility looks fantastic. Let's first. I will take the mask off.
Thank you.
Let's first talk about yourself. You're an Australian in Manila. What brought you over here?
Yes, we founded Amapta 10 years ago. We outsourced first to the Philippines about 15 years ago in a call center, and then after having great success with outsourcing to a call center that we hadn't even seen from Australia, we decided to come over and visit and to make sure that they were doing the training, just to make sure it was the type of organization that we were wanting to partner with, because we were starting to expand more and more of our responsibilities over there. And then when we arrived in Manila, we couldn't believe what we'd seen. The infrastructure and the sort of things that we used to doubt by watching the Australian news, only seeing times when there's been a typhoon or something like that. And then we met the people who were running the call center, the administration people, the marketing people, and we thought, why are we just outsourcing voice, which back then in particular was quite sensitive? Why aren't we looking at offshoring a whole lot of other roles and activities? And because it was so obvious that the talent was here, and the English speaking was superb, and the culture was there. And so that started the journey. Initially, we wanted to just partner with the BPO, but we wanted to control the staff, and we wanted everything to be completely transparent. We didn't want their management getting in the way of how we wanted the staff to operate. But we know our business better than their management teams, And we wanted, you know, transparency on everything, because we wanted to reward the people that were effective and important to us differently to the, perhaps how the BPO might want to reward people. And to us, it was fairly straightforward. We were happy to pay for the facilities and for the HR and all these other aspects, but we needed these things because we wanted the team to be just an extension of our team. And
so you were a businessman, you had offshore staffing requirements fulfilled, but then you came over here and you saw it could be so much more.
It was incredible. I mean, on the very first afternoon, it was obvious, and I think that's the experience that most people, when they come over here, people would sort of know that it can be done, but nothing beats when you actually come on in person, meet the people, and then see the operation and see it happening, and it was profound.
And that's what we're, of course, trying to do here in some sort of first-hand attempt at showing people what the real potential of the Philippines is. So then from that, it began the next chapter for you, and you began Imapta as a result.
Yes, like the last thing I wanted to do or imagine myself doing was actually opening up our own back office operation here, but the differences in approaches in some ways appear minor, but in fact the impact of them to how you can really optimize your own team in another country are quite stark. And so we ended up establishing and founding Imapta for our own group of companies. And Imapta stands for Elizabeth, Mark, Amanda, Paul, Tim and Adrian. They're my siblings and mum and dad. And it was really not to be necessarily a customer-facing operation. But after 2 years, we absolutely nailed it. And it was profound. And then we started to look at all of the things that we were doing, and yet the impact that this business had had on our businesses. And by that stage, I was spending 6 months of the year here, 6 months back in Australia. And I thought, look, you know, what business am I thinking about? I was passionate about this because I'd seen firsthand what it can do. And then that began the journey of us offering the same services, following exactly the same principles that I wanted. It hasn't been difficult or complicated for us because it's so we're a typical customer ourselves, and understand the things which are important to a large number of customers, small customers, large customers. Essentially, you know, our sweet spot is customers that want full control over the resources. They want the talent to be fully indoctrinated in their brand identity and their culture and their values, and them put up first, not the sort of the BPO. And we do that intuitively so well, because that's what I wanted. And
so fast forward 10 years then, and that's really just a blink of an eye, but what is Imapta now?
We're now almost 3,000 employees across 14 locations. We really cover the Philippines from the top to the bottom. Our most northern office is up in Baguio. That might not mean much to most people watching, but there's 10 offices in the National Capital Region, which is where 70% plus of the talent live and reside. We've got offices in Cebu and Davao. And if you look at, it's all about accessing talent. And so that reach is very important, because when large cities like Manila and premium talent has options. They could be living on the southern side and a great opportunity comes up, but if it's on the northern side or the western side, that could involve excessive travelling to and from. So we really have thought about making sure that our locations and the way that we grow is all tailored around where's the talent, what's accessible to the talent, what's convenient, because as I know that you know, the journey starts with being able to recruit the right talent, and then you've got to be able to keep that talent. And it's been pre-COVID, it's been quite a talent market. There's a lot of demand for quality talent, and so all the other elements about looking after them well, engagement programs, locations which are suitable, and all these other aspects become the critical part of the business. But there's almost 350 customers on a range of different industries, like a complete range of industries. We have we'll start clients. We'll have one staff. And because our process is so customized, we can do that. We'll have a customized approach for one staff up to clients who've got hundreds of staff, and in all different types of industries.
So your business is, you know, you say you focus on the talent. So you're building your business around being able to attract the best talent out there. And things have changed recently. We came in wearing masks. Of course, everyone is facing COVID. How has it impacted you and the business?
Well, COVID has been extraordinary on lots of different fronts. Firstly, well, I mean, we are so tied to the well-being of our clients, and so it was frightening for the first few weeks as it sort of rolled through our different client countries of the States and. Canada, Australia, and UK, and New Zealand, and Singapore. When those waves happened, we could feel and see fear in our customers about their own businesses. But as far as the operations were concerned here, we haven't missed a blip. It's been fully operational. All of our teams are operating. We've got incredible depth in our IT infrastructure, and I suppose the size of the business has allowed us to be able to respond very, very quickly, but the operations have gone on without there being any impact in the service delivery. In fact, as a positive out of this, recognizing that the clients, which is also really interesting, was the clients were absolutely determined to keep their teams and operations here because they realised that they had a lot of it was very important, perhaps even more important to their business today, having effective and efficient teams operating in the Philippines. But and now more recently, we're finding a brand new category of customer that's coming and approaching us. Because they realise that, you know, if work's not going to be done at an office, then why wouldn't they look at talent, which is not just in their local area? Why not look at places like the Philippines?
Exactly, yeah. And it's, I think the whole world is coming around to the opportunities of remote work. And if you're working remotely, then you know, why not look globally? And as you say, it's the global hunt for talent, and there's just incredible talent here, isn't there? What can you say to the talent in the Philippines? You know, as you said at the beginning, a lot of people think it is call centres, it is voice, but what is the reality of the opportunities out there?
Well, our business is almost all knowledge workers, people that are trained. They either have degree qualifications and experience in specific areas like accounting or IT, software developers. Engineers, but the Philippines has something special, and it's not just the English speaking. There's an innate, genuine nature about a Filipino that wants to please, and I mean that not in a subservient sort of way, but just the nature is how to integrate, how to be adaptive in a really gracious, respectable way. That's what the Philippines has. And our model is about teams which are integrating, fully integrating with clients, companies, back in the States. The most common thing that gets said to me from our US customers is the team here is an extension of their team. You know, it's exactly the same. And I think the Philippines is unique in having not just the excellent English proficiency, but having this ability to adapt into another organisation.
In terms of outsourcing, is a big umbrella term. As you said, it's the call centres, it's the old school stuff, and now we have more of the knowledge processing and knowledge and talent. Where do you see the real secret sources for outsourcing in terms of offshore staffing, and where Enapta sits with that?
I think it's in the higher skill, the higher quality talent. I think people realise you can get access to lower cost resources in different countries around the world, but the opportunity for us as a business is to be able to deliver the talent that is there, has not just the technical skills and the English proficiency and the communication skills, but also has the ability to really fit and be aligned with our client's company. So there's a real integration there. But as a from a macro perspective, for the roles that are being offshored and outsourced, I'm seeing a trend where higher quality resources are being engaged and employed here to fill higher value roles. And I'll give you just an example, like enterprise sales, BDMs, and there are some exceptional people here with, again, great command of English and written language, very, very effective, and they are doing roles, maybe let's just say around 30,000 US, the full cost, and they're filling roles which have been previously or currently filled by people earning $150,000, $200,000 in the States. But it's not just that, but it's a lot of that. So I think that's the macro, that's a real opportunity for the Philippines.
And the small and medium-sized business owner that is sort of sitting in the US somewhere, they kind of now grasp remote work, that things can be done over Zoom, you can communicate. But just reiterate, how does it work? The staff are here, but they're their staff, and it's that sort of co-management, co-parenting kind of arrangement?
Yes. So the clients want to have their own staff. For all intents and purposes, it's their employee, just as if it was their employee in their own office where the head office is. But what they don't necessarily want to do is to have to get their head around all the legal requirements of employing people here. It's very, very different. They don't want to have to get their head around building out, getting leases or entering into long-term property agreements, having to fit out space, renovate, and all these other aspects. I don't want to necessarily set up bank accounts with the regulatory requirements of holding capital into a foreign country. So they don't want all these things. They want the outcome. And so companies like ours, we have, and then they also don't have the recruitment expertise to be able to quickly and effectively get the source of talent. For example, so there's company like Enapta, like we have 40 recruiters, and we've got subject matter experts, vertical leads that just focus every day on just finding, say for example, IT talent or finance and accounting roles, or the specialists that do that. Now, so our ability to be able to source and screen and deliver talent is, we've got huge advantages because we're doing that every day of the week. So then the customer wants to get the benefit of having that talent, and then they want to be able to have a turnkey solution. And because I think that's the essence. It's about how hard is it for a customer to be able to get the access to the talent here. And so the whole proposition that Enapta brings is being able to make that easy. Managers, executives, owners, they're busy people, and they don't want to go through the exercise of hit and miss, finding in all these other aspects. And, we do that very, very well. And the teams are operating exactly the same hours. So it's exactly the same as if they were having someone working from an office just down the road.
Yeah. just literally in another room.
Exactly.
They're sitting in a different room. And as you say, it's all plug and play. Everything is managed. All hardware. Of the sort of back-end stuff is managed, all the hardware.
Yeah.
You have incredible sort of systems and IT infrastructure here. So.
Yeah, so the connectivity, all the learnings over the years to be able to make sure that the, for example, IT connectivity, you know, we've got a network operations center, and there's a team of people that are looking at the connectivity and ISPs into all of our sites and all of our locations, and they're monitoring that. They're monitoring it so if there's an impact on one of the ISPs, they can fix it and route it differently before talent even knows that there's been some changes being done.
Yeah.
And that's happening 24/7. And then there's the technology now having a platform which allows complete visibility, and again, visibility and control. So things which are like mundane, like say leaves, you know, there's a process to do that. And it's done very easily. Like we will administer that, the HR people will administer that, but the client ultimately is the one that wants to have the approval to say, yes, you know, Mary can go on that day because that's, and we have this technology that does that, helps that tremendously.
So there's so much happening beneath the surface, isn't there? Just so that the staff can concentrate on doing their job, servicing the client, their co-workers, and then you are just managing everything and it's turnkey, it's ready to go.
This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote.
Yeah, we have a belief here that when we're doing our role well, we are invisible, and the client and everything is about the client's business and their identity and the talent. And we are the servants to both the clients and the talent.
You make it all happen.
We
Amazing.
Do.
Thank you so much, Tim.
It's
I think
pleasure.
We should. I want to have a look around the
okay,
facility.
Okay, great. Right? Okay, stand up.
And I think we will come back and have a chat to you at the end. I'm
okay,
going to put my mask on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kat.
Thanks,
great
Tim.
Timing.
Kat.
Could you kindly show Derek all around?
How are you, Kat? Hi,
yeah,
hi. Should we have a look around this fantastic facility?
Let's do it. So here you are in kind of our communal space and area for some candidates. That's our foyer for our recruiters to meet the candidates.
It's a huge space, huh?
It's a huge space. It allows them to come and relax on their break. They can work at the long table, stand-up table.
Right.
Blow some steam off at the foosball.
Just very much like a WeWork or a co-working space that you'd see anywhere in downtown Manhattan. Right?
Yeah, meant to be collaborative and really a space for them to get out of their office and have a chance to build the community here on the site. Some of our teams are larger than others, so for the ones that are, you know, with a smaller team, it allows them to make friends. We throw a lot of engagement activities here. Probably pre-COVID was more often. We do weekly and monthly events.
Right.
We'll move it all aside.
I've heard there's been a few big meetups here.
Yes,
a lot
exactly.
of tech events and
yeah,
stuff
it's
like
a great
that,
space for that.
Yeah, it really is. Okay. And so this is the kind of communal space. This is where people kind of hang out. And then what are we doing through here then? We have the rooms and
the rooms.
More of the standard traditional office space.
Exactly. So our customers have the option to do exclusive dedicated office spaces. We encourage them to brand the offices to really bring their color, their company culture here, so that their team is fully engaged and understand that their employer is the customer, and you know, we encourage them to put up their mission and vision statements and anything really to help them incorporate the Philippine team as an in-house onshore member.
Right.
For example, this company here, they have a mix of, they've got two offices currently. You'll see that one in the corner and this one as well. They've started to brand their office. They've got a multidiscipline team. They focus on e-commerce.
Right.
So they have a lot of data entry, virtual assistants. They have software developers as well. And they've currently expanded their finance team with AR and AP.
So again, this is no call center. This is all tech. It's digital. It's e-commerce. And it's people working collaboratively as people are in the U.S.
Basically. Exactly. Yeah. So we help, you know, we provide the support, the infrastructure, the workstation, the hardware and the software. But really, they're reporting to the customer directly. Communication is daily. We incorporate kind of all of their tools if they're using, you know, Monday or Slack or however they would do it onshore. We bring it into.
So it's just a seamless interaction then.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Here we have July, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you, July? And sorry to interrupt your work. It's amazing. Everything is just continues to happen. This is now 5 a.m. and. You know, the world is very much alive. July, what do you work with Amapta, is that right?
Yes, I work with Amapta.
Okay, and yeah. what is your role?
Oh, I'm a certified public accountant and working as a credit controller currently.
Great, fantastic. Yeah. So if Amapta clients have any issues in terms of invoicing, or like they have a full team that they can go to for assistance, yeah?
Yes, yes, I deal with those things.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you, July.
You're welcome.
Thank you, July. So you'll see this booth area could either be a dedicated workstation as it is for July. It's also meant to be breakout spaces for those in offices. They can come out here and have lunch or they can do casual meetings. It's kind of first come, first serve. Quite a popular space. It's quite early in the morning, so you don't see that action right now. But
yeah. And again, you know, the offices are a little bit hollowed out because of COVID. But again, the outsourcing industry is 24/7, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, because it services the whole globe. And actually, the outsourcing industry was born by servicing the US, which means that there's a huge population working permanent night shift, yeah?
Yes, exactly. And some, you know, a lot of the population actually prefer that. There is also a 10% night differential for shifts that are worked between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Philippine hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And what is this? Another kitchen?
Yes, another pantry to help accommodate. We've got coffee 24/7 as well. You know, they're free to store their lunch. There are vendors outside. We're quite in the center of Ortigas, so we're sandwiched between two major malls. So there isn't a shortage of places to eat, but a lot of people will bring in their own lunch.
Yeah, sure. And so just to explain, where are we? We're in central Manila.
Yes.
And we're in a place called Ortigas, which is one of the main central business districts.
Yes, yeah? Exactly.
Okay. And then you step outside and there is one of the biggest malls in the world, literally over the road.
Yes.
And as you say, then there's all the 7-Elevens, there's all the
the
food vendors and everything so that people can conveniently come to work. And of course, sport, and it's
all
there.
Yeah. All of it, the light rail, the UV Express, kind of the local, the jeepney. All available here.
Great.
So we're coming across, this is an international car park company. They're quite special here in this space because we help to customize. They've got a dedicated boardroom that they've fully branded. Interestingly, you know, they wanted to start with a customer service team.
And so this is one of your clients. And they are, we won't say the name, but it's a parking client.
Yes.
And so you've effectively created a customized space exactly to their needs.
Yes, exactly. Again, pre-COVID. Yes, please come in. And you'll see they've got different sections here. We've got their team lead.
Hi.
Maya.
Hi, Maya. I'm Derek. I won't shake your hand. Hi, how are you? How are you? No, no, it's okay. I'll get some alcohol. But yeah, Maya, what? Can you tell me a little bit about your operation?
Yes, our company is an international parking business that offers a wide range of user-friendly car parking facilities in major cities in Australia and New Zealand. So this is our control room operation. We provide the highest customer service to our customer and make sure that they receive a great parking experience.
And so there's a lot of monitors here, Maya. So the staff here are actually monitoring if anyone has any issues with getting out of a car park, then they press the help button and then it comes through to this environment here where that's resolved.
Yes, that's correct. So we need to make sure the customer can get in and out the car park without any hassle.
Great, great. And so again, everything which is very physically located in a city in New Zealand or Australia is all managed here basically.
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic. Yes, and this is a 24/7 facility?
Yes, our operation is 24/7. So we need to make sure that we monitor all the operations in our departments.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Maya.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maya.
Great. And then this is still the same client?
It's still the same client. They've expanded to sales team. Their finance department is here. They've also got the manager's office. Again, pre-COVID, they came quite often from Australia, so they have a dedicated space. Right.
And again, you can customize the space. You can brand the space.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We have an in-house kind of facilities team, architects and interior design, so they can give us an idea of what they want their office to look like, and we'll draft it for them, or they can have us copy what they have on shore and just copy paste into the Philippine office.
Incredible.
And so here we're going to one of our their managed service provider for IT.
So this is another client, I believe. Is this this is Australian?
This is Australian, yes. So they've got their NOC engineers, their help desk. They have a couple front-end and back-end developers on this team as well. So they're very IT-focused.
So this is all, it's all tech, it's all IT?
Yes, exactly.
And technical support and things like that, yeah?
Exactly. So they're still we're still figuring out how to brand. You'll see they put some of their messaging up.
Incredible. And so what's your story, Kat? Have a very American accent?
Yes, I went to school in California. I'm 100% Filipino. I was born here, but I was raised in California, went to school there.
Right.
Came home for a holiday, and I never left.
Wow.
Yeah.
You finished school, and then you came straight over, or?
Yeah,
or?
I finished school. I came from a hotel hospitality background.
Okay.
Worked in San Francisco for a while, and then I came here.
Fantastic. And what was the attraction of? Well, actually, I think are we.
Yes, I just wanted to give you an example of a private office where they've also decided to just an extra layer of security. They do have a biometrics. Only for their employees.
Here and again, it says required, requested, any level of security.
Any level of security we were able to provide.
Fantastic.
I mean, they could have a physical security guy if they wanted,
Right.
So far, none of our customers have asked for that, but it is possible.
And again, there's, we've seen also there's PCI compliance, any kind of regulatory compliance that clients want?
Yes, exactly. We do a calibration call with our chief of security and our IT delivery specialist, and we'll customize that for them.
Great.
I also want to introduce Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Derek, and what do you do? You're a part of the Amaptor team?
Yep. So my name is Ray. I lead the organizational development, or OD, culture and engagement team of Amaptor. So basically the heart of all the things we do is to create a learning culture and activating engagement programs for the organization.
Right. So we've heard about the talent. It's all about the talent. The focus is on the people that are working with the clients.
Yes.
And then so you help them become their best and upskill and things like that?
Exactly. Yeah. So the major facet is employee development and in ensuring that we have available programs for them, whatever is relevant for the developmental needs. aside from learning, one of the major things we do is to ensure that they remain engaged at work. So we also activate training programs and engagement programs. Whatever is relevant to the team, whatever the developmental needs are, it could be soft skills or technical skills, and things that would be good for their work in the workplace. Yeah.
Great. And of course, it's critical anywhere in the world, isn't it, to retain your good talent. You want them to stay, you want them to be happy, and you want them to be productive.
Absolutely. Well, in the Philippines, this is always a major consideration for us. Every time we activate training programs or engagement programs, the heart of all these things is all about culture and ensuring that this will be part of our initiative.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ray.
Good to meet you.
Thank you, Ray.
So you never left? Oh, my gosh.
I never left, yes.
Wow.
Still here. No, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a very colorful space. Not like our IT server room here. It's not as colorful.
True.
But you'll see there's also biometric access. Uh-huh. Only our IT personnel is able to enter here.
And again, you know, these are sort of, they have redundancies, they have incredible internet, like everything is backed up, because this is still a developing nation, isn't
yes.
it? And so these sort of rooms ensure that the facility keeps working
exactly.
regardless.
Yes, and there's IT support on site 24/7 as well for those working remotely. Just some other boardrooms here.
Right.
And these are available to be reserved. The customer gets a booking tool. It's part of our Mapta staffing portal. They're able to book out any of the meeting rooms in the shared space across all of our 14 sites.
Right. So what have we got here?
Yes, I'd love to introduce you. Angelo is our chief of staff.
Hi, Angelo.
Hi.
And
Inge is our executive director.
Hi, Inge.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How are you? Good to meet you. So we're doing a bit of a tour. We're having a look around. Fantastic facilities. Angelo, what do you do?
So I work under the office of the CEO, and I'm a key person to integrate all the departments. I also serve as a senior interface or an executive interface to our clients and assist them in bridging the gap between the two cultures.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And Inge, what's...
So I also work with Tim and Angelo in the CEO office. I'm helping to manage a Mapta. And just like Angelo as well, we work closely with our customers and often help to bridge that cultural gap and just help in the communication as well. But importantly, we also work on the back end, kind of making the magic happen, integrating the departments, and especially working on our service delivery. Like today, we're now working on our... Kind of the backbone of our service delivery is our proprietary technology. So I don't know, Kat, you want to show him a bit?
Yeah, our Mapta staffing portal, what we refer to as ESP, you know, it's a simplified dashboard. You can log in on your web browser or on your mobile. It'll give you access to time and attendance for your team, everything from operational matters to recruitment. If their onshore team is visiting the Philippines, there's also travel guides here, shopping rewards, to help to humanize if you want to send one of your employees a coffee gift certificate. If you're celebrating a particularly great quarter and you want to send the team a celebration, you can do it all here.
And so it's a self-contained dashboard. Of course, the clients are somewhere overseas, possibly the U.S., the staff are sitting here, so this dashboard brings everyone closer together. There's a there's a unified dashboard. It monitors attendance, sick leave,
exactly.
any requests, and of course, if you want to send them some flowers, you can do that
exactly.
as well.
It helps as well. You can communicate directly with your customer experience manager or relationship manager, as we call them. They would be the main point of contact. For a customer, if they have any question whatsoever with the Mapta services or employee relations, they can easily contact.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, guys. Good to,
nice to meet you.
Let's have a look around.
Yes.
Now, so we're back to the common area.
Yep. And some of our other offices are built with a larger open share space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for customers that want to start out with one or two headcount, they're not alone. They're seated probably with a non-compete customer
right.
To allow their employees to build that community on site.
Great. And so these are incredible facilities, obviously, but there's incredible infrastructure, there's incredible networks, and of course we've met just a small portion of the executive team. Let's talk nuts and bolts and discuss the pricing. First, before we talk about a map to pricing, just for someone that is still learning about offshore staffing, how does it work? How does the pricing structure work?
Sure. The price, so it's the variable labor component. So there's no markup. It's a direct pass-through on their salary. Just to give an example for a virtual assistant, somebody with maybe 1 to 3 years of experience, all-inclusive. When I say all-inclusive, it's their basic salary plus benefits and insurances, Social Security, private health cover for them and a family member. You'd be looking at somewhere around $850 per month. And then for MAPTA, we do have a service fee or a facility fee. It includes all of the HR support, payroll support, the hardware, the IT infrastructure, the management oversight. So that's at $499 USD. So you'd be looking at anywhere, to put it together, anywhere from $7 to $12. It really depends. The salary is the variable component, so it depends on the level of experience.
And again, so that is, it's all transparent. The salary is the salary.
Yeah.
That's market price. There's the government contributions on top, the pass-through costs.
Exactly.
And then it's just $499 US per month for all the facilities, the hardware, the infrastructure.
Yes.
Everything
yeah,
like
regardless
that. And
of
all the executive talent that you bring with it and the experience of the Amapta brand.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Should
you
we,
too.
Yeah, incredible facilities, and I
thank
think
you for visiting.
That's great. And
yeah.
I think there's just one more room.
How'd you go?
Yeah. The secret Tim's room. Favorite room.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
let you show that around.
Okay. Thanks,
yes.
Kat.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Kat.
Thank you.
Yeah. Almost finished.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's.
Come.
Keeps on giving,
please
it?
come through. So in several of our offices we have fully equipped gymnasiums, treadmills, just complete setup, and it's all about it's all about the talent, and so these are open 24/7, accessible to all staff. Even if they're not operating in working from this particular office, it's accessible. But these investments are really, again, just an investment to provide a workplace that talent wants to come and work at. And and it's very, they're very busy at different times. And it's just
And again, sometimes there's concerns of the ethicality of offshore staffing, that people are concerned about sweatshops and unfair conditions, but I think this facility shows that it's anything but. And it's a global search for talent and treating them as best as you can.
That's right. I mean, most organizations like ours are really only interested in the top 3-5% of talent, and they are paid, generally speaking, above the local market rates to get that sort of quality.
But again, it's market rate with a little bit of bonus to ensure that. But it's transparent, and all of the costs are clear. And then, as Kat was mentioning, it is a $499 fee on top, which gets them obviously access to all the facilities, the executive experience and talent that you all bring to it, and of course the incredible infrastructure. Fantastic.
Mm.
And so thank you so much, Tim. We are going to almost draw this to a close. There is the offer that is coming with the summit. It's the Jumpstart offer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's an incredible price. If it's a once-off price, and it's basically set up to encourage people to get started. Because people can put offshoring to the side, it's not always a priority, and this is really just to encourage people to get started.
We're really, really excited about participating in this and showcasing to US firms that are interested and been looking. It's a legitimate discount, and it's a real opportunity to get the full service on all aspects of the recruitment, everything, and to be able to promote the Philippines, we're really excited and looking forward to it.
Great. And of course, thank you so much for that. The Jumpstart finishes today. So of course, have a look on the offers page. Take advantage of this. It is a once-off offer. We are going to draw this to a close now, but I just want to thank Tim. Thank you, yeah. Tim. And Tim is actually going to join us in just over an hour. So make sure that you come to the sixth and final session. That is the CEO roundtable. That's when we are joined by Tim Vorbach again. It is Lloyd Ernst and it is Marge Aviso, the CEOs of the three BPOs that we have toured around this evening. And I'm really excited to have them all on the sofa together so that we can really explore outsourcing, the business application for outsourcing for you and how you can apply it to your business. So we're going to ask them all these questions and more. And of course, we are going to put your questions to the CEO. So ask questions, message us now, and we'll put that to the CEO. So we look forward to seeing you in session six. That was Tim Vorbach of Amapta. We were, of course, touring around the Amapta facility as a part of the Outsourcing Summit 2020. As always, if you want any more information on this podcast, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast. And if you want to watch the full video replays of the Outsourcing Summit, also just go to our website, outsourceaccelerator.com, and follow the cues there to get to the summit replay page. As always, if you have any questions, just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.